Okay, today we learn Eruvin Daf Ayin Beis. In the previous daf, we learned that according to a mayor, it's necessary to make both an Eruvi Chatzeros to allow carrying from one Chatzer to another, and Shitufim Avuos to allow carrying in the Mavus. The Chabim hold that one or the other would suffice, not like Rameir says you need both. Two opinions regarding what the exact case of the Machlokas is. The first opinion is that the Machlokas is only if they use wine, but if using bread, even Rameir agrees you can make just an Eruv or just a Shituf, because wine is only kosher for a Shituf, it's not kosher for an Eruv. Bread is kosher for both. Second opinion is that the Machlokas is only if they use bread, but if using wine, even the Chum agree you have to make both an Eruv and a Shituf. The Gemara has three Shitos. To what extent we hold like Rav Meir? Amar Rav Yudam Rav, halachic Rav Meir, we publicly pass on like Rav Meir. Rav Hun Amar, minig Rav Meir, we don't teach publicly like Rav Meir, but would follow his opinion on a case-by-case basis. Rav Yochanan Amar, nagu am Rav Meir, we would never suggest to follow Rav Meir, but if somebody does, we don't correct him. Zak the Mishnah, chamisha chaburu sheshavsu betraklin. If five groups spend Shabbos in one big house, Beshameh holds they each have to join in the Erev, but Beisil holds that as long as none of them live in separate rooms, they can all join in the same Erev, meaning they can all join together as one unit. The Gemara has four opinions as to how large a divider separates the families living in the house in the case of our Mishnah, where Beisham and Beisil disagree. First is Amar of Nachum Machlokas B'Mesipas. The first version of Rav Nachum says that the Machlokas is only when they're divided by very low walls, but if ten Tafach walls divide them, then even Beisil would agree that each group needs to join the Eruv. Second, Digadamri Amr of Nachum and Af B'Mesipas Machlokas. Second version of Nachum suggests that the Machlokas is both when they're separated by a 10 Tafach wall and when separated by a small divider. A third opinion is that the Machlokas is when the walls reach the ceiling, but if the walls don't reach the ceiling, even Beishameh agrees that one Eruv is enough. And a final opinion is that the Machlokas is when the walls don't reach the ceiling, but when they do reach the ceiling, even Beisil agrees that each group has to join the Eruv. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar teaches in a Braisa that all agree when the walls reach the ceiling that each group needs to join separately in the Erev. The Machlokas is only when the walls don't reach the ceiling. This is clearly against the first and third opinions just mentioned, and clearly supports the fourth opinion. What's not so clear is if the Braisa agrees with the second opinion, which holds that the Machlokas is even in the case of a tiny partition. Rav Nachum suggests that the Braisa would agree that the Machlokas even applies by tiny partitions. The only reason the Braisa says the Machlokas in the case of larger walls is Koach De'etera Adiv, to demonstrate that Beis Hillel would even allow a single Eruv, a single joining in the Eruv when the groups are divided by substantial mechitzos. Am Rav Nachum Namarav, halacha k'Rav Yehuda Sabar. We pass like Rav Yehuda Sabar because when our Mishnah said that even Beis Hillel would agree when the groups live in Chadarim Valios, it must have meant that they live in rooms divided by walls that reach the ceiling, and in that case, everybody agrees that they need to join separately in the Eruv. The Gemara has a different understanding of the issue that Beisham and Beis Hillel debate in our Mishnah, where the issue is not about the height of the partitions, but about where the Eruv is kept. There are two versions of this way of understanding. First, the Machlokas is when they bring the Eruv to a different house, but if the Eruv is kept in their house, then everybody agrees a single Eruv is enough for all the groups. Second version is that the Machlokas is when the Eruv is brought to them, but if the Eruv is put in a different house, everyone agrees that each group needs to join the Eruv separately. However, there's a Braisa that explicitly goes against this second version. Zak the Mishnah. If several brothers who all live in the same chatzar eat at their father's house in the chatzar but sleep in their own homes, they each need to join in the Erev separately unless the Erev is kept in their father's house or nobody else lives in the chatzar with them. The Gemara tries to prove from this Mishnah that makom lino gorin, the way to define residence is by where the people sleep. But the Gemara rejects the raya because maybe in our Mishnah they each receive food from their father's house and actually eat it in their own homes. Had they eaten in the father's home, maybe they'd all be considered to live in the father's home. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches that according to the Tanakhama, having a gatehouse or a patio in a chatzar would not make a person a resident of the chatzar, but having a storage area or a barn would make him a resident of the chatzar, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's only a resident if he has a place that's fit for living and he actually lives there. My makom diro, according to Rav, the definition of a place to live is a place for eating. And according to Shmuel, it's a place for sleeping. Even though the Braisa defines the residence of shepherds by where they sleep, Rav would explain that if they sleep in the field, they would definitely prefer eating there too, so it's really all about the eating. And that's the basic chazar of Erev and Daf Ayin Beis.